Minneapolis police, the party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol Friedman of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a committee of the Dutchess County Legislature moved a revamped county code of ethics and term limits forward March 7th. Under the revised code, candidates for countywide office will be required to complete a financial disclosure and be required to disclose outside income. The new code would also strengthen the Board of Ethics' powers and duties and include a clear and concise recusal process. Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver said, and I quote, "It makes everything in the daylight," end quote. Under the term limit plan, legislators would be limited to serve no more than 6 2-year terms, and the county executive would serve for 3 4-year terms at maximum. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation, March 7th, began demolition of the former Hudson Orphan and Relief Association building located at 6th and State Streets on the city's north side. Dan Kent, Vice President of Initiatives at the Galvin Foundation, said, and I quote, "We are saddened to announce the need to deconstruct our building at 620 State Street in Hudson because of public safety concerns," end quote. The teardown is expected to take 3 weeks. Mayor Rick Rector said, and I quote, "I have had several conversations with City Code Enforcement Officer Craig Haig regarding this historic building. It is very unfortunate that it has become a safety issue requiring demolition," end quote. The now vacant 1847 building served as the city's orphan asylum until 1881 and as a residence and retail business thereafter. The structure was first deemed unsafe in 1976 due to several structural flaws. Galvin first developed plans to rehabilitate the building as part of its Galvin Quarters initiative, and then later to convert it into 10 studio apartments, but both ideas were abandoned. Kent said while the building cannot be repaired, its bricks and other materials will be used in the construction of a new building at the same location. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, March 7th, announced $128 million in funding to repave roads impacted by the extreme winter weather this year. The funding will support 91 paving projects statewide, including at least one project in every county. In the Capital Region, approximately $12.3 million has been awarded for projects in Columbia, Greene, Albany, Rensselaer, Schenectady, Saratoga, Washington, and Warren counties, including $1.6 million to resurface 23A from Route 23 to Route 13 in Greene County, $850,000 to resurface Route 9G from County Road 8, Main Street, to Route 23 in Columbia County, and $1.1 million to resurface Route 150 from Castleton on the Hudson Village Line to Old Post Road North in Rensselaer County. The money comes through the Pave New York initiative. Read the full press release at www.gov.ny.gov. The Daily Freeman is reporting the employment rate in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills region was higher last month than 1 year ago. The report issued March 7th by the New York State Department of Labor showed the Columbia County non-farm job total in January was 21,200, a gain of 500, or 2.4% from a year earlier. The Greene County total rose by 600, an impressive 3.9%, to 15,900. In Ulster County, the non-farm job total increased by 1,700, or 2.8%, during the same period to reach a total of 62,100. Sullivan County led the region in new non-farm jobs with the addition of 2,100 positions in January, a leap of 7.9%. Non-farm employment includes all positions in the private and public sectors with the exception of agricultural jobs. The resort's World Catskill Casino opened in February 2018 in the town of Thompson, and Sullivan County has led the region's employment gains ever since. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts snow, freezing rain, and sleet in the morning Sunday, then turning to just rain showers with a high near 38. Sunday night, the rain might continue in the early evening with a low around 33. Monday, there's a 20% chance of rain or slight snow showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 25. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high of 33 and a low around 17. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio. Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Sunday, March 10th. At 11 a.m. on the Jazz Disturbance, Cheryl Kay talks with John Foster, a member of the Toronto supergroup Collective Order, and plays some of their new release, Volume 3. Then at 1 p.m. on Music for the Masses, Neva Wartell features international songs from women. 3 p.m., operators are standing by. And at 4 p.m., Carlene Anazuke hosts the WGXC afternoon show, the Lile Latan version, with all the news from Haiti and more. Sam Seaburn is in with the Everything is Real radio hour at 6 p.m., and Tony Fallon hosts the Irish show at 8 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM, live from Acre.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
कहने को हम पास हैं पर कितनी दूरी है ये भी कैसी मजबूरी है तुमसे हमदर्दी भी नहीं कर सकता मैं मेरे बस की बात नहीं है मैं ये बहते आंसू पोंछूं इतनी मेरी औकात नहीं है मैं भी यही हूं तुम भी यही हो पर सच ये है मैं हूं कहीं तुम और कहीं हो कहने को हम पास हैं पर कितनी दूरी है ये भी कैसी मजबूरी है
Welcome radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda, and I'm 17. I'm also from Hudson.
I am Fahim. I am 14, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love.
Books we hate.
Books we enjoy.
And other bookish things. And today we're recording from the library and celebrating 8 years of WGXC and 8 years of Bound by Books. And we're celebrating 8 years also by taking part in the Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. All of us at WGXC are doing our best these weeks to raise funds to keep WGXC on the air, keep wonderful community radio on the airwaves, on our radio dials, in our internet streams, in our podcast downloads. And we hope that those listening out there who love WGXC and love youth radio and love community radio and love Bound by Books will call and give their support to WGXC.
You can help WGXC by continuing to build our base of monthly sustaining donors to ensure the station's longevity.
Yeah, so in addition to one-time donations, which are of course welcome, we're really looking for some sustaining donors who can give a small amount each month to help keep us with sustaining funding for the station, funding that we can count on month to month throughout the year. So it could be any amount. It could be $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $20, $25, $30, $40, $50, $70, $80, any amount. There's no limit, no minimum, no maximum for an online donation. You're welcome to make a one-time donation, but we're also hoping that some of you listening out there might be willing to be a sustaining donor and make that monthly contribution and commitment to this wonderful radio station. So, Mashuda, how can people give a donation?
You can call by 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate to support creative community radio.
Yeah, and when you are at wgxc.org, be sure to check out the website. There's wonderful resources there. You can read the news. You can look at the calendar of community events. You can check out the WGXC schedule, which lists all of the wonderful programs on WGXC. You can listen to audio archives. So if you don't get to listen to Bound by Books every week live on the radio, you can still listen to it online by going to the audio archive and searching for Bound by Books and listening to all our past shows. You can also subscribe to a podcast, so you could get it in an app on your smartphone. Lots of great stuff on there. Oh, and you can also listen live on the website. So if you're at home or at work and you don't have a radio dial nearby, you can log into wgxc.org, hit listen now, and listen to whatever is live on the radio. There's also some fun live streams that are always on there too. Like there's a pond radio station where it just sounds from a pond at Wave Farm. It's pretty cool. So yeah, check it out, wgxc.org. Go to wgxc.org/donate to make a donation or call 518-697-7400 and support our wonderful community radio station. We're really grateful to have time on the radio to talk about books every week and to share that with all of you. And we hope you enjoy it as well.
Yeah, you can help WGXC by calling 518-697-7400, or you can go to the website, wgxc.org/donate.
Wonderful. We hope some of you out there listening will make a donation. But now we're going to talk about books for a little bit, because that's what we do on Bound by Books. And we don't want to leave you hanging if you tuned in to hear about some books. So who wants to start and talk about a book that they're either read or they're excited to read?
The Chef by James Patterson and also Max DeLillo recently came, so I'm very excited to read. It's a thriller/mystery book about a police detective by day, celebrity food truck chef by night. Now Caleb Rooney has a new title, Most Wanted. So I'm very excited to read that.
Awesome. Have you read James Patterson before?
No, this is going to be my first book to read, but I have heard many of my friends, like, you know, they love James Patterson's book, and so I'm very excited to read it.
Yeah, he's a very popular author, and people that really love James Patterson are lucky because he has at least a new book every month, if not two or three. And I'm curious because that one's written by James Patterson and Max DeLillo. I'm always curious how much each of them contributes to this story, you know, if it's mostly Max, mostly James, some combination, I don't know. But that's interesting that it's a celebrity food truck chef and a police detective. He sounds busy.
Yeah.
So what was it about this one that made this be the one that you wanted to read?
I don't know. I mean, I like thriller books, and my friends are very pushing me to read that. So, like, it's very popular in our school right now, like, Sentence by James Patterson, so I want to read it.
How about you, Fahim? Are you into thrillers?
Depends on the book, the title, and the author.
What do you think about James Patterson?
I don't know. He's just a cool author. Yeah.
So what have you been reading, or what are you excited to read?
I watched the movie Bird Box, but I was kind of interested that there's a book called Bird Box by Josh Mellerman. Well, the movie's about a character named Mallory, and she was depressed and everything. And then out of nowhere, this thing comes and starts devastating the whole city. And then they have to survive. And, like, her child and another child only survive, and the two child are, like, very small. The girl is, like, 4, and the boy is, like, 5. And then they have to be blindfolded, because if they open their eyes, this thing will make them commit suicide. So they can open their eyes. And, like, the movie is kind of weird. It's like Fried Green Tomatoes, the movie and the book. I mean, that's what we're learning.
Wait, how's it like Fried Green Tomatoes?
Well, so in my school, we're learning about Fried Green Tomatoes and everything. So it's kind of like that. It goes back and forth from...
Okay.
Past to present to future.
Okay. I was very confused because they're very different books and movies. So, but you mean with the time.
Yes. So, and then, like, they're in the river and they're trying to survive. So it's, you should read the book or watch the movie on Netflix and see if they survive or not.
I read the book. I haven't seen the movie yet. I thought it was interesting. It wasn't one of my favorite books, but it was an interesting read and definitely suspenseful. I did like the sort of the way it was told. It's very mysterious. But yeah, so check out Bird Box by Josh Mellerman, or the Netflix movie, or both, or neither, if you're not interested. So that's one you're thinking about reading?
Yes.
Cool. Well, I have a couple books that I read recently, and I actually listened to both of them. One is The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo, which recently won a bunch of different awards and honors at the American Library Association Youth Media Awards. And one of the awards that it won, I'm pretty sure, it was at least an honor book, if not the award winner, but I'm pretty sure it won, was for the audiobook. So I knew it was one that I wanted to listen to. And it's a verse novel, so I also feel like verse novels lend themselves really well to audiobooks. And it was read by the author of the book, so that was cool. So it's about Ziamara, who's a teen growing up in Harlem, and she is a poet. So she writes poems in a leather-bound book that was a gift. And it's sort of about her life. So it's her poems that she's writing that are about things that happen at school, things that happen at home. Her mom is very religious and has very set ideas about how she should act and how her brother should act. Her brother's her twin, too, so they have a special connection there as well. She refers to him as Twin, as his nickname. So she has a teacher who recruits her for a slam poetry club and inspires her to write more and to think about performing and to take part in a competition. So it has a lot to do with that and her sort of coming to understand herself as a poet and believe in herself as a poet. And it's a very beautiful story. So it has a lot about family. It's also first love. She has a young man that she falls in love with. And, you know, sort of expectations of parents and the world. So it's a very nice book. And I like verse novels, so it was a good pick for me. Another book I read was for the nonfiction book club at the library, which has gotten me reading a lot of nonfiction, which is not my go-to usually. But this past month, we read The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks by Jean Theo Harris, which is about Rosa Parks. And it centers on the idea that Rosa Parks is, for many people, just known for one act, and one act that has been sort of portrayed in very different ways in different times and by different people. So we all know that Rosa Parks was the woman who refused to give up her seat on a bus that launched the Montgomery bus boycott during the civil rights era. And there's a lot of people who don't really fully understand her role in that. She was sometimes depicted as this little old lady who was just tired and like didn't want to give up her seat because she was so tired and doesn't really look at the fact that she was really involved in the civil rights movement and in the NAACP before that. And that after this event, she continued to be very involved in different movements and activism, and that she wasn't just tired. She was tired, but she was tired of the system of discrimination, not just from working a hard day, although she was probably tired from working a hard day too. And it sort of looks at the different struggles that she had after this too, how her family was targeted, how she had trouble getting work after this incident on the bus, and talks about her life also outside of Montgomery. She moved up to Detroit, so looking at her later years up in Detroit as well. So it was a really fascinating book. And I don't remember when it was in my life, but sometime in my childhood, I read a biography about Rosa Parks. And I remember in the biography learning that she wasn't a little old lady that was just tired, that she wasn't just inspiration for a movement, but that she was a part of it. And being really angry that I had been told an incomplete story. And so it was nice going back to this many years later after reading that book and learning more about her. So I read that. So the next book that I'm excited to read is called The Bridge Home by Padma Venkatraman, and it's a middle grade chapter book, and it is set in Chennai, and I'll read the description for it because I've just started it, so I can't tell you all about it yet. When Viji and her sister, Ruku, whose developmental disability makes her overly trusting and vulnerable to the perils of the world, run away to live on their own, the situation could not be more grim. Life on the streets of the teeming city of Chennai is harsh for girls considered outcasts, but the sisters manage to find shelter on an abandoned bridge. There they befriend Muthi and Arul, two boys in a similar predicament, and the four children bond together and form a family of sorts. Viji starts working with the boys, scavenging in trash heaps, while Ruku makes bead necklaces, and they buy food with what little money they earn. They are often hungry and scared, but they have each other and Kuti, the best dog ever. When the kids are forced from their safe haven on the bridge, they take shelter in a graveyard. But it is now the rainy season, and they are plagued by mosquitoes, and Ruku and Muthu fall ill. As their symptoms worsen, Viji and Arul must decide whether to risk going for help when most adults in their lives have proven themselves untrustworthy, or to continue holding on to their fragile, hard-fought freedom. Sounds like a good, intense read. I'm excited for that one. I haven't read anything by this author before. Are there any other books that you all are reading or interested in reading?
No. I mean, I haven't really looked at which books I want to read more, but definitely this one. But
for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that the Hudson Yale Library has the new Amulet book, Supernova. So I don't have the library card with me right now, but I'm going to borrow it later and read that, yes.
I can probably help you out. but also, before we go, I wanted to talk with Fahim about the upcoming school play, because we have the school musicals around the corner. So what can you tell us about the play this year?
It's called The Fame, the musical. There's a movie called The Fame 2. But I figured out that the movie Fame is based on 1980 or something like that. And the musical is based on 1990. They have different characters. And some of the characters in the musical, some of the characters in the movie have sons and daughters who are in the musical. Ooh. And it's like kind of combined like that. And then there's like, it's a high school, what high school kids do. Some kids do drugs, some are in gangs and everything. So it's kind of based on like that. And then that's basically what Fame the Musical is about. But it's a very good story, because at the end, it's kind of unexpected.
And when is the play this year?
It's on March 28th, 29th, and the 30th.
Awesome. So everyone can check that out. And Fahim is in the play. Yay. Do you sing and dance?
Yeah.
Are you better at singing or dancing?
None.
You got no skills?
Yeah.
I bet you have some. How about you, Mashita? Are you better at singing or dancing?
I would say I'm better at singing.
I think I'm better at singing than dancing as well, but that does not mean I'm good at singing. But I'm worse at acting. I'd probably be singing, acting, dancing. What about you, Fahim?
I'm better at acting. Singing is okay, but dancing, I don't know.
So how about you, Mashita? If you throw acting into that, where do you fall?
I can act a very devastating death.
Oh.
So I was a very bad actor, but then when in Hudson Area Library we had the theater show, it kind of helped me. So I learned by experience, you know, I could do acting by crying or death. I don't know.
So very dramatic moments for Mashita. You can cry and die very convincingly. Awesome. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but I want to remind everyone, it's the Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. We're looking to gain some new sustaining donors for the station. We hope those listening will call in and pledge their support. Sustaining donors commit to giving a certain amount every month. So it could be as little as $5, as much as $5 million. I don't know if they let you put that many zeros in, but we'd figure it out. but you give a set amount over each month. So it could be $5 every month, $25 every month, $50, $100, anything that you want to give to support community radio, hands-on radio, youth radio, bookish radio, lovely, lovely radio. We also are, of course, welcoming one-time donations. So if you aren't ready to commit to a monthly commitment, you might be able to commit to a one-time donation to help keep us on the air, keep WGXC and Bound by Books on the air for 8 more years. We've been on here 8 years now. We want to keep it going. So please do call in. The call 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate.
Any donation would be help. And thanks to the people who donated, and I encourage more people, it would be a lot, because the radio gives opportunity to young youth to share their thoughts about books and poetry, etc. So it's a really good show. So thank you.
And you can help us by calling 518-697-7400, or you can go to the website wgxc.org/donate.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone out there who has donated to WGXC, whether a sustaining donor or a one-time donor. We're grateful for all the support that you all give the station, and we're really grateful for you for listening. We hope you have a good week. Read lots of good books. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. दुनिया की क्या चोरी, किसके हाथ में इसकी डोरी, बाइक में बिल्डिंग आसमानों को छूरी, लेफ्ट में बच्ची भूखी सड़कों पे सोरी, कैसी ये मजदूरी, पैसा लेना है जरूरी, नहीं तो कैसे होगी पूरी तेरी सीना जोरी, लंबी गाड़ी जितनी किसकी खोली, आए चावल की खाली बोरी, एक पैसों से भरी पूरी, कैसी ये मजबूरी, हाँ।